mostly you could only ever see where the sun had been, except twice every day when it caught up with itself. And this meant that the whole sun was a faster-than-light particle, a tachyon, or as Didactylos put it, a bugger. It was still hot. The lifeless sea seemed to steam. Brother trudged along, directly above the only piece of shadow for hundreds of miles. Even Om had stopped complaining. It was too hot. Here and there, fragments of wood rolled in the scum at the edge of the sea. Ahead of Brother, the air shimmered over the sand. In the middle of it was a dark blob. He regarded it dispassionately as he approached, incapable of any real thought. It was nothing more than a reference point in a world of orange heat, expanding and contracting in the vibrating haze. Closer to, it turned out to be Vorbis. The thought took a long time to seep through Brother's mind. Vorbis, not with a robe, all torn off, just his singlet with. The nails sewn in, blood all, over one leg, torn by rocks, Vorbis. Vorbis. Brother slumped to his knees. On the high tide line, a Scalby gave a croak.
"He's still alive," Brother managed.
"Pity," said Om.
"We should do something for him."
"Yes, maybe you can find a rock and stove his head in," said Om.
"We can't just leave him here."
"Watch us."
"No."
Brother got his hand under the deacon and tried to lift him. To his dull surprise, Vorbis weighed almost nothing. The deacon's robe had concealed a body that was just skin stretched over bone. Brother could have broken him with bare hands.
"What about me?"
whined Om. Brother slung Vorbis over his shoulder. "You've got four legs," he said.
"I am your god."
"Yes, I know."
Brother trudged on along the beach.
"What are you going to do with him?"
"Take him to Omnia," said Brother thickly. "People must know what he did."
"You're mad. You're mad. You think you're going to carry him to Omnia?"
"Don't know. Gonna try."
You.
Om pounded a claw on the sand.
"Millions of people in the world, and it had to be you. Stupid. Stupid."
Brother was becoming a wavering shape in the haze.
"That's it," shouted Om. "I don't need you. You think I need you? I don't need you. I can soon find another believer. No problem about that."
Brother disappeared.
"And I'm not chasing after you,"
Om screamed. Brother watched his feet dragging one in front of the other. He was past the point of thinking now. What drifted through his frying brain were disjointed images and fragments of memory, dreams. They were pictures in your head. Coaxes had written a whole scroll about them. The superstitious thought they were messages sent by God, but really they were created by the brain itself, thrown up as it nightly sorted and filed the experiences of the day. Brother never dreamed, so sometimes, blackout while the mind did the filing, it filed all the books. Now he knew without learning. That was dreams. God. God needed people. Belief was the food of the gods. But they also needed a shape. Gods became what people believed they ought to be. So the goddess of wisdom carried a penguin. It could have happened to any god. It should have been an owl. Everyone knew that. But one bad sculptor who had only ever had an owl described to him makes a mess of a statue. Belief steps in. Next thing you know, the goddess of wisdom is lumbered with a bird that wears evening dress the whole time and smells of fish. You gave a god its shape, like a jelly fills a mould. Gods often became your father, said Abraxas the agnostic. Gods became a big beard in the sky, because when you were 3 years old, that was your father. Of course, Abraxas survived. This thought arrived sharp and cold out of the part of his own mind that Brother could still call his own. Gods didn't mind atheists, if they were deep, hot, fiery atheists like Simony, who spend their whole life not believing, spend their whole life hating gods for not existing. That sort of atheism was a rock. It was nearly belief. Sand. It was what you found in deserts. Crystals of rock, sculpted into dunes. Gordo of Tussaut said that sand was worn down mountains, but Irexes had found that sandstone was stone pressed out of sand.